It can be hard to get a grip on what effect oil and gas well drilling is having on groundwater, if any. On the one hand, there are homeowners, like ones featured on Dallas's WFAA, lighting their well water on fire.
Oh, look at that. You see that?
The homeowners suspect that methane gas is getting into their well water from natural gas wells drilled nearby. On the other hand, there is the state regulator of drilling, the Texas Railroad Commission. It has sided with the drilling industry in saying state regulations protect groundwater. This is one of the railroad commissioners, Christy Craddock, in a podcast on her website.
We think that it's important to have consistent, fair regulations based on facts and information.
But how much does the state know about the impact of drilling? Colorado, Ohio, and Wyoming have only a fraction of the wells Texas has, but those states require or recommend that groundwater be tested before an oil or gas well is drilled, so any contamination can be verified as coming from the drilling. Texas has no such regulation. One place where this has become a concern is where Texas has been issuing thousands of drilling permits. It's called the Barnett Shale, the name given a rock formation rich with natural gas that lies beneath a dozen or so counties in North Texas.
Is this a gas well?
Uh-huh.
Becky Burke lives here 30 miles northwest of Dallas. She has a view of rolling ranch land and of a bunch of pipes and tanks that sit atop a gas well just a stone's throw from her front porch.
Back when this all happened, we were excited about it.
You know, that was 12 years ago.
You know, it looked like revenue. And
over the years, was it a good source of a little extra income,
yes,
I guess?
Yes, that's been great.
But then things changed. She started reading how some states were requiring water testing. The Burks have been drinking from their water well for years.
It's frightening.
You're worried about what that might be doing to the groundwater here?
Well, I'm certainly curious about it.
And then something else changed with Becky Burke.
Well, to be honest with you, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2010. I'm very interested in knowing if there could be a correlation. So the timing of this was perfect.
The timing? She's talking about the arrival of Zach Hildenbrand.
Hi, Mrs. Burke. Just wanted to introduce you.
Hildenbrand is a scientist collecting water samples from hundreds of private wells in North Texas and also a few in West Texas, where drilling is also booming. It's part of a project by the University of Texas Arlington and UT Austin. The schools are funding it, not industry, not the state. As well water shoots from a hose, Hildenbrand is meticulous in trying to make sure samples of the water are untainted.
And so I'm just getting rid of this bubble here.
At the campus in Arlington, research chemist Kevin Shug opens the doors on two big refrigerators jammed with the project's water samples.
550 samples. I mean, it's a massive area.
An initial round of 100 samples showed a third of them had seriously high levels of arsenic, but that's naturally occurring in soil, and a definite link to drilling could not be made. But Shug hinted that something more definitive was in water from a ranch in West Texas, where they were able to take samples both before and after oil wells were drilled.
About all I can say right now there is we do see some changes in parameters over time, but I'm really not at liberty to speak about that.
Results could be made public by the fall or earlier, they told Becky Burke.
If we find anything alarming or concerning, I will notify you with a call within the first couple weeks.
Okay.
If not, then it normally takes...
For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.